Mildred. And I'm afraid that with the rolling heavens and with our friends that they'll do it, what we do is we still owe the same people. And I hate to owe these damn corporations. We owe the airlines, we owe the AT&T.
Well, Mr. President, I don't think that I'd run on that and cancel these. I think that's a bigger, you know, story than just carrying through with them. They're going to attack them. They'll attack them whether you suspend the meetings or don't, unless you disband them. If you disband them, you're losing them, not getting the debt paid off and taking as much as you take the other way, I think.
I wouldn't schedule them maybe until after the November election.
Well, I think if that can be done, I think that's a good idea. But, if they're already scheduled, I wouldn't knock them off.
Well, they're scheduled in the sense that they are scheduled with the Vice President, with me, and I have one scheduled here for September, but it's not announced, and it's not the general public. And they want to raise $1 million in September, and they want us to take half of it and pay on the debt and half of it and give to congressmen. Now, what would you do about that? That's going to shake down every lobbyist in this town. That's the net.
I think I'd move that till sometime after first week in November.
Well, they're too.
And even further than that, so that because it'd be announced anyhow if you had it. Move it into December or January.
Okay, now how are you coming on your civil rights bill?
Pretty well, I think. The vote down there, the count isn't good, the whip count that I have. I mean by that, it's not, in my judgment, an accurate count. A lot of people aren't saying.
Everybody I've talked to said it's the worst thing they ever had happened to them.
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's what you had on accommodations, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had the same.
Election year may be different. Carl
same
Albert.
Feeling. I think it's tough in an election year.
Carl and Hale just giving me hell.
I just don't know what to do except just move it, Mr. President. Can't dump it.
They gave me hell at the leaders' meeting the other day and said we oughtn't to force the House members like we did on 14B if we have no chance of getting in the Senate. I said, well, you've always, after you passed it, the House worked out something in the Senate. Do you think you have any chance to get Dirksen?
Yes, sir. I do. I think I've got at least an even chance. And I think I've got him, I got it two ways. I think he may come around on the thing, and I think if not, he may come around on, let us vote this up or down and come with us on the cloture anyhow. After you've had a vote on this. But I can't guarantee it. There's not much point in my talking to him anymore till after the House is acted. He's not going to say anything till then anyhow.
All right. Now, is there anything we need to be doing about the riding and so forth? Was my statement all right?
I think your statement was all right, and I think the...
To say it wasn't enough, it wasn't strong enough, it ought to have been stronger. I was afraid you just inflamed people, and
that's true. And I think it's a bit more danger than that.
I thought the approach that I made, that the 90% wanted justice, and we ought to work toward justice and so forth.
I think that's right, Mr. President. I don't have any answers to the problems outside of that. I'm trying to think through some. It's really a question of making your programs work and effective, and that takes time. And getting them, some of these, like your demonstration cities and so forth. I think there may have been some places where some of our summer programs may not have moved the way they should have. We just have to keep doing what we're doing, maybe doing it better.
Okay, you need anything else I need to know?
No, sir, I don't.
Have you written out the Turner thing?
I think that one's been written out if we don't just get it again. I don't think there's any problem on the Turner thing anymore. I know it didn't come out.
Now
the press is not very interested, really.
When do you start on your Budweiser? Prosecution, September.
September sometime, mid-September. They've abandoned the scheme anyhow.
So you'll get a favor. favorable action.
Can't miss, really.
Well, why in hell don't you send word back by Cutler that there's only three, and the one you've got had no merit to it, but the one you're prosecuting has, and you're going to get action, and you don't want to weaken one by getting thrown out on the other.
We can try that. I just think they'll come up with some others in the merger field. But maybe I'm just being pessimistic.
You got any thoughts on this strike thing, what we could do legislative-wise?
Well, we got done taking a look at the bill that's been drafted up. I think it's premature to put it down now. I think I'd ride it out a little longer. Be my political.
Yes, I think that's right. I think it's right. But I think we ought to try to have something that... I see Morris wants to just say that a court can do it. He knows all the history of these injunctions in LaGuardia and all that thing, but I think that's something you ought to give a lot of thought to. Bill Wirtz has never been able to come up with something that wouldn't just be violent.
Yeah.
But I would like to, in the end of a week, to be able to say that this is the best we could do under the circumstances, and I'd like for it to be fair to labor if I could.
They got the draft now, just a one-shot thing on this, but...
What does it do?
It just takes the board...
Same as the railroad stuff?
Yeah, like the railroad thing. And I'd be inclined to think that was the best approach.
What does that do? Put it in effect and have another board work on it?
You put it in effect, and you've got a 3-year period when it's in effect. You have a board doing this arbitration for 3 years.
It's really compulsory arbitration.
Yes, it is, for 3 years.
What do you mean for 3 years? On the airlines for 3 years?
Yeah, on the airlines for 3 years.
So what they would do is they'd make their arbitration award, and that would be effective for not to exceed 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's what you did with the rail.
That's what we did with the rail.
Did labor give you much hell on it?
Some, yes, sir. But even the threat of it may, might result in something.
Now, have you looked at the Morris proposal at where you have a strike that vitally affects the public interest that you could, after the board's appointed an award, that they go to court, the court could enforce the board?
I haven't really studied it, Mr. President.
Get somebody to look at that. So, we promised in the State of the Union we'd come up with something.
Yeah.
Works has never been able to do it because it aroused labor.
Yeah.
But I think we might have to be forced in a position the next week to come up with as a reasonable thing as we can. So I'd like you to look at what Morris proposed yesterday.
All right.
Because he's a pretty pro-labor man.
All right.
Okay.